Well, I'm going to be turning a little bit, but right now you don't have to turn. I'm going to start out in the book of Exodus. And I just want to, I like reading my Bible every night. I don't read it in the morning because, you know, I love to sleep. So I try to salvage every minute I can before I got to go to work. But I read it every night. And I started in Genesis, and I'm in Hosea now. But this time reading it through, I'm glancing at Ruckman's notes, and I'll underline anything that really stands out to me. And then the next time I read it through, anything that's underlined, I'm going to, like, dive in deep and try and figure it out completely. Amen. That's the mind frame that I got around it. But I like underlining things that intrigue me, and I like underlining things that really stand out that I can use as a cross-reference to daily lives, whether it be things that we're going through in our lives or things that the world itself is going through. And a lot of people don't really think about that, but lately there's been a lot of controversy with political ideas and different things that are going on with our nation, with just having an election and everything. The thing that really got me thinking about it was, you know, the lack of patriotism that we have in our country. Amen. And I felt like I got rebuked a little bit the other night when Jesse and Lisa were doing a video about the kneeling during the national anthem strike that's going on. And I had told everybody there that I said that I didn't feel like it was that big of a deal. And they let me have it, let me tell you. Because my notion behind it was, you know, we're just giving them publicity, and it's fueling them. It's making them keep going. But really, what I wasn't thinking of was the fact that, until Miss Linda let me have it, she said that they're kneeling, and it's disrespecting our flag. It's disrespecting our troops. So I started thinking about the flag and just what a flag meant to me for my nation and for my God.
Amen. Amen.
So I decided that I was going to look up flags in the Bible, and there is so much stuff on flags that I missed reading through there. I mean, so much stuff. And I wanted to start out by, in Exodus chapter 1, it said that Egypt was fearful that the Israelites would multiply and take over. This is much like America when it came to the American Revolution. Israel was being oppressed, and they fled from that oppression. America did the same thing. We fled from an oppression. A lot of people, they don't realize that what we were fleeing from was religious oppression and religious freedom. And by religious freedom, I'm not talking about, you know, all these different people out there, they think that religious freedom means that if they want, they can serve Allah. If they want, they can serve the Tom Cruise crazy cult. What's that called?
Scientology.
Yeah, that one. That's not what we were fighting for when we left. That's not why we came here and founded a new nation under God, in fear of God, and by the holy word of God. That's what our nation was founded on. And a lot of people, they don't realize that because the schools have our kids so warped. So warped.
Yeah.
I thought I was a big history buff in school, but I realized that I'd learned the complete wrong history. You go to a history class now, and they're going to tell you about Patrick Henry. I don't know if anybody in here knows who Patrick Henry is. He was one of our founding fathers, a very inspirational man. And if you go to any school, they'll tell you that the thing that he was remembered most from is the saying, give me liberty or give me death. I like Mrs. Nunn's take on it, give me Jesus or give me death.
Amen.
All right, nobody remembers Patrick Henry for the next statement that he made. He said, it cannot be emphasized too strongly or too often that this great nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians.
Yeah.
That this great nation was not founded on religions, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the sad part is we got people kneeling during the national anthem. the schools aren't even making it a requirement to say the Pledge of Allegiance anymore.
Yeah, amen.
If you can't pledge allegiance to your national flag, how are you going to pledge allegiance to your God flag? How are we going to be able to show other people what we stand for? Now, the inspiration behind this didn't just come from that. It came a couple months back, actually, when I was sitting down and I was watching a movie. It was called The Patriot with Mel Gibson. I don't know if anybody's seen that or not. I like movies about, like, war and stuff. I don't know. It's just something that I get into. But this movie is about a father, and he's a retired, war hero, basically. And his son joins the military. And he's fighting in the American Revolution. Now, when his son died, he was going to give up. He wasn't going to fight anymore because he was in there trying to protect his son. So he didn't feel like he had a reason to fight anymore. And a lot of us are like that the same way when it comes to our Christian life. We feel like we're supposed to be just, you know, going along day after day trying to hold on strong for somebody else. And then as soon as that other person falls, or as soon as nobody's looking anymore, we feel like we can just give up.
Yeah. Amen.
And I'm big with it. I mean, I'm really, I don't, it's something that I've been struggling for a long time with, is caring what other people think about me. Amen. And it's been something that I've had to constantly pray over, the fact that I don't care what other people Amen. Think about me. Amen. I care what God thinks about
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen, brother.
Now, his son dies, and he decides that he was going to give up. Well, then he starts looking through his son's saddlebag. And his son joined the army because he realized that there was a cause, just like David did when he went up against it. There's a cause. There's something that we're fighting for.
Yeah.
The flag is not just a piece of cloth waving in the wind. It's a symbol of a cause that we're fighting for.
Yeah, yeah.
And when he's digging through his son's saddlebag and he found this flag, He started crying, and he realized just why his son did what he did. And he grabs his flag, and he rides off in front of everybody in the army. And, I mean, everybody starts going off. I mean, they're hooping and hollering, and it stirred me up. I'm sitting in the camper. It stirred me up. I jumped out of my chair. I started hooting and hollering, too. Amen? Amen? If you've seen somebody carrying a national flag running down the street, and you've seen a bunch of war heroes, are you going to stand up and hoot and holler with them? If you've seen somebody take off down this aisle holding a Bible up, hooting and hollering, are you going to stand up and praise God with them?
Amen.
I don't know about you, but it stirs me up when I see these people run the aisle. It really does.
Amen.
I think back to where I was in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. This was me, not 6 months ago. This was me. It says, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." I was a child of disobedience. I had no respect for authority at all. "Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." I knew what was right, but I knew what my flesh wanted, and I was just pleasing my flesh. I wasn't fulfilling the will of God. I wasn't fulfilling the will of my nation. I wasn't fulfilling the will of being what I'm going to get to, a flag bearer. I was just out for me. And that was it. I didn't care about nobody else. I didn't care what happened to nobody else. I didn't care what anybody else thought of me, as long as I was able to fulfill my own pleasures and do what I wanted to do. It didn't matter. Nowadays, in my personal opinion, I think the most important squad in any military force would have to be their color guard. And the sad part is our color guard is only used for ceremonial purposes now. And because of this, a lot of people have completely disregarded the importance of it and just what it actually stands for. There's so many things that come with the color guard that I didn't even know until I started looking it up. When we get saved, we become a member of the Lord's army.
Amen.
And I used to say that all the time. I said, yeah, I'm part of God's army. I'm part of God's army. You know, I'm fighting a battle every day. But the thing is, I never really grasped what the battle was. I just say that now we all look at it and we're like, oh, it's a battle. You know, there's one side and there's another side and this side takes over this side. And, you know, that's a battle. No, a battle is not that. A battle is a fight. A battle is a fight, a down in the dirt, nitty gritty fight, tooth and nail to the death. That's a fight. A battle takes strength to overcome. Strength that we don't have. In Isaiah chapter, there it is, 40, verse 29. We're in a constant battle every day, and a lot of us aren't able to overcome these battles because we're not fighting with the right weapons. Isaiah 40, 29, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. If you're going up against a battle, if you're going against something in your life right now and you don't know where to turn or what to do about it, have you prayed on it? Have you asked God to help you through it?
Amen.
Have you looked around a room to somebody else to see if maybe they have some knowledge on it? That was one of the most important things when it came to color guards. The flag bearer, there was two of them. There was a national flag bearer and a regimental flag bearer. And these flag bearers had to have, I mean, courage. We think about courage now, about me getting up here and talking in front of you. That's not courage, gentlemen. That's not courage. Courage is when bullets are flying around and you got cannons going off and explosions, and you don't have a single rifle, knife, or nothing. All you got is that flag, and you're walking out on the battle because you want to show everybody what you stand for. That's what courage is. Courage is going into Walmart carrying your holy King James Bible. That's what courage is. Courage is going in Walmart and holding the Bible up and running down the aisle and shouting what God did for you. That's what courage is. Courage is going out on the street every Saturday night and preaching your heart out so that you might be able to bring somebody else into church. That's what courage is. These people going out in the buses, they're flag bearers.
Amen.
They're driving down that road in a bus that says Faith Baptist Church on the side. They're going down the road showing everybody that they stand for God.
Amen.
They're holding their flag up high, and they're going down the road trying to tell everybody where to go. These men going out street preaching are doing the same thing. They're going out holding, not signs. They're not holding signs. They're holding flags. We need to start raising our flags more.
Amen.
Instead of just having them hidden in our jacket or hidden in our car on the dashboard.
Amen.
In Exodus 17:15, it said, and Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. Thank you, Dr. Ruckman, for translation, because I don't know Hebrew. But Jehovah Nissi means the Lord is my banner.
Amen.
What's your banner?
Amen.
What's your banner? Is your banner the radio?
Right,
is your banner the CDs? Is it the clothes that you buy?
Come on.
The shoes that you wear?
Come on. Come on.
The video games you play?
Amen.
What's more important to you? When it gets down to it and you need to turn somewhere for help, where are you going to look? What flag is waving up for you to return to?
Amen.
That was one of the jobs of the color guard. They were supposed to be out on the battle with the flag at all times. Because when the bullets started flying and you couldn't hear anything and you didn't know where to go, you could look and see a visual rallying point.
Yeah. Good.
You could look and you could see where you were needed.
Amen.
You could see where people were struggling and where you needed to go to help lend a hand.
Amen.
You could see where you needed to go if you were down and you were in doubt and you were hurt and you were needing help. You knew that you could go there and you could receive help.
Amen.
This church is not just a church. This church is a flag.
Amen.
This church is a regimental flag as well. You know, our King James Bible, that's our national flag.
Amen.
That's our battle plan.
Amen.
That's what we find out where to go and what to do when we need to overcome the world.
Amen.
Our church, that's our regiment.
Amen.
We should be able to congregate here and group together and come up with a battle plan out of the book on how to overcome the things in this world that need overcoming. Our schools have dropped. Our political power people, government officials, I'm sorry. Our government officials have dropped. Haven't you ever thought about how when our nation was founded, it was one nation under God? And now you can't even say God in a public place without offending somebody? Being told that you're a crazy Bible thumper and that you need to get... No. Our nation was founded on God, and somewhere along the way, someone dropped the flag. Someone dropped the flag, and now everybody's lost, and they don't know where to go. In a battle, when the color guard man got hit, because it was the enemy's main goal was to take out the flag bearer. They made specific people to snipe down the flag bearer. If you're holding your flag up, if you're involved in a ministry and you're out there standing up for God and you're standing for what you believe in and for what you know is right and true, there's going to be people out there trying to snipe you down. If you see somebody get sniped down, then you need to go pick their flag up and carry on. That was the job. If someone dropped the flag on the battlefield, your job was to pick the flag up and drop your rifle. It's not all about fighting. It's not all about fighting. It's about standing. The Lord was Moses' banner. Who's your banner? Another job of the flag bearer was to instill morale among the troops. A lot of the troops, their loyalty lied within their regiment. I had it written down in here somewhere. I'm not exactly sure where it's at now. But in the Bible it says, I think it's in Chronicles, when all the tribes are banding together, it says each man camped under his father's standard. It camped under their own tribe's standard. And that was very big in Civil War times. Their loyalty mainly lied within the states, not within the nation, within the states. We need to show more loyalty in our church to each other.
Amen.
We need to show more support to each other.
Amen.
We need to start helping each other through things.
Amen.
We need to be there so that if somebody else is going through something, that they can be there to pull you out. I don't know how many times Andrew's tried getting me to go door knocking. First I was sick, then I slept right through it. And you know, he still came the very same day, he still came by just to check up on me, just to make sure that I was okay, and to let me know that he was still there, and that next week was the next week, and we could try again. People need that kind of stuff. People need that morale boost, that motivation to keep going. Because it's a battle. And we get fatigued sometimes. There's times where I'm just laying there and I'm like, man, this is hard. And I remember preachers saying, oh, it's not hard. It's easy. You just got to do what you got to do. I'm like, yeah, but it's hard, preacher. You don't know. It's hard. But I'm glad that I got people standing there supporting me. I'm glad when I need it, I can look out in the distance and I can see someone standing on a hill holding a flag up. The last point that I'm going to make is regimental flags were a very, very big deal in past battles. And that's because a lot of the time when they won a battle or they killed a specific general, they would take that man's pin or that enemy's regimental flag and they would rip a piece off of it and they would stitch it to their own regimental flag. That sounds like a testimony to me. Amen. We're all flag bearers, and we're all holding up a regimental flag. When I first came here, the first person that I went to was Eric Rowley, because he was holding his regimental flag up. Amen. He was holding that flag up with those little things, those trials, those temptations that he was able to overcome. He had them stitched to his flag, and he waved them proudly so that anybody else who was going through the same thing could come to him and find their way. They could find guidance. When they couldn't understand what was going on in the battle, it was dusty. They couldn't see. They didn't know what was going on. They knew that they could find that flag, and they could go there, and he would show them where to go. And me and him butt heads all the time. All the time. Oh, we get in so many arguments. But I know that I can always turn around and I can go back to him and I can get help if I need it. Amen. Are you using your regimental flag for other people to come to? Are you sharing your testimony with people in gas stations? Are you sharing your testimony with coworkers? Are you showing what God did for you? You don't know what people are going through. You can't just go out on the street and look at somebody and say, I know what they're going through so I can go help them. No, you need to go out on the street and you need to tell people what you went through and then they know where they can go. We go out on the street preaching, and every time we go out there, we give our testimonies. Because you don't know what that other person on the other side of the street is going through. You don't know what kind of guidance they need. You don't know what kind of flag they're looking for. Amen. But I know that if they're looking for my regimental flag, I want them to see it. I don't want it to be in my pocket or on my dashboard. Amen. If they're looking for my regimental flag, I want them to see it. If anybody's looking to see what flag I follow, I want them to see that flag first. Amen. That flag second, and me all the way at the bottom. I skipped a lot of stuff, but I think y'all got the point. So the next time that you're out there and you see somebody struggling with something, think to yourself, am I holding my flag up or is it in my pocket? The next time you go out and you're just going to get groceries, bring your Bible with you. Hold your flag up.
Good.